Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Nancy Sutherland about the new Little Free Library opening up in Wayland.
2 years ago, when our bishop was in charge of the Methodist Conference, his name was Bishop Julius Trimble, his goal was to have all the United Methodist churches either give books or help children in reading, especially children who are around the age of 3 and 4 that live in poverty and don't have the opportunity to get access to a library on, an eight-hour basis. Like, you know, Winfield here has a library that's open 8 hours every day of the week, except on Saturdays, I think it's half days, and Sundays they're closed. So the object of the little libraries is to have books accessible to children and to adults who are wanting to read and not having a library card. Basically, they could go to these libraries. I know there's several in Washington, and there's several in Mount Pleasant. It's a project that has become worldwide. It's been pushed by all the bishops in the United States of the Methodist churches for children to read. My husband came up with the idea that Cottonwood, since Wayland has a small library, it's located in their city hall. They're only open certain hours, and when city hall closes, the library closes. So our objective was, in order to help children get books and stuff, build a little library, and they're welcome to come anytime to Cottonwood Church and pick up a book, and when they're done reading it, they can bring it back and get another one, and so forth.
So will the little library, will that be located inside the church or outside of it?
It is directly on the outside of the church. It stands up about 3 feet tall, and it's the gentleman that designed it, his name is Tim McConnell, and he's a member of our church. He and his wife, Janice, come, and he designed it, and it's designed as a replica of Cottonwood Church. It looks like a little church out front of our big church. It'll be there. It's going to have a light shining on it, and it'll be there all the time, open for anybody. And we're now registered on the worldwide little library map, and our number is 52036. We're the 52nd thousand person to have a little library that's registered. They're worldwide. It's really amazing. If you go up on little library sites and see some of these libraries, it's just unbelievable. But Tim, I don't know, out of the blue came this design, and it just looks like a little mini-me Cottonwood right out front. It's beautiful.
Yes. And where, who has provided the books for the library, and will there be kind of a frequent replenishing or any sort of plan as far as the books that will be inside the library?
Well, my office is inside the church. We've had 94-year-olds and 88-year-olds and 70-some-year-olds that have started bringing books. Several people work at the Crowded Closet in Iowa City, and when they get rid of books, our women, some of them that work there, have been buying books and bringing them, and we're getting a stockpile. So it's going to be the church women that will keep replenishing books. Every Sunday they'll check it out, I'm sure, and then they'll go to my office and pick out books and put in there and move them around. They're excited. I've never seen people so excited. They really are excited.
For the ceremony that's happening this Saturday, I believe, could you tell me a bit more about that, or who do you think will be joining you for the ribbon cutting ceremony?
Well, we were trying to get Marcia Giroux. She is the head of the little library of the children United Methodist Church, and she's like me. We were called to a meeting in Indianola. I'm skipping out on the meeting, but she has to go to it. And but we were trying to get her there. She has written something up in the conference newsletter about it already. We're hoping that members of the church will be there. We've talked to Wayland City Hall, and hopefully the mayor will show up. We aren't sure. You know, Saturdays are busy days for everybody, so we're hoping some people will show up. If they miss the ceremony, come and look at the library and take a book.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Nancy Sutherland. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.